Scottish environmental artist Andy Goldsworthy is best known for the coffee table books of photographs he takes of his work. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says photos don't do the works justice, but a new movie just might.
Andy Goldsworthy uses sticks and stones and whatever else is at hand to make art in the wilderness. A new documentary called Rivers and Tides shows him at work.
And I have to work with my bare hands because my gloves stick and I don't have the sensitivity to do it with gloves. I lose feel of it.
I always like to touch, you never shake someone's hand with a glove on.
Goldsworthy's emphasis on being in harmony with the natural world makes him an ideal artist for an urban audience, eager for some connection to the wilds. It can also make him sound like a New Age tree hugger when he rhapsodizes on the intangible energy running through a landscape.
I want to understand that state and that energy that I have in me that I also feel in the plants and in the land.
But any doubts about the validity of what he's doing dissolve when you actually see him make art. Experiencing these pieces on the big screen, close to the way they exist in the landscape, is to see them come alive in ways they simply don't in photographs. Goldsworthy painstakingly creates a driftwood igloo at the ocean's edge in Nova Scotia, knowing full well it will be destroyed when the tide comes in.
So what's going to happen? What do you expect is going to happen when that tide hits that? Is it going to float away?
It's going to float away. It'll move into
stay intact?
It'll move into the into the pool there. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it won't stay intact.
No.
Absolutely not.
But to watch that happen, to see the water remove Goldsworthy's construction from its moorings and then gently push it toward collapse, is a surprisingly magical experience.
It feels like it's been taken off into another plane, taken off into another world or another work. It doesn't feel at all like destruction.
Goldsworthy jokes about being an intuitive artist, but that is really the case, as his projects appear to stem from an uncanny ability to envision forms growing organically from their surroundings. He puts enormous effort into making these pieces look effortless, as if they could have been there all along. German documentarian Thomas Riedelsheimer, who directed, photographed, and edited Rivers and Tides, spent more than a year with Goldsworthy. The artist clearly got so used to having Riedelsheimer around that he treats the filmmaker like a confidant, sharing his frustrations at how hard it is to do what he does.
Well, it's 7:45, and I think the tide's due in at around 3. And, there's not a lot of time. And I think you should stop filming and collect stones instead, do something useful.
Riedelsheimer also got to experience Goldsworthy's works so intimately that he gained an instinctive knowledge of where to place the camera to capture each piece. Rivers and Tides takes us into Andy Goldsworthy's life and work so completely that by the time it's over, we take our leave with reluctance, even sadness. It's been a kind of privilege to see the world through this man's eyes, especially in these brutal and chaotic times.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace, Barry Gordimer, and Jim Wildman, and directed by Tom Bullock and Van Williamson. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Ben Gilbert, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Shannon Rhodes, Chip Grabo, Ralph Cooper, Kara Gerhard, Claudette Haberman, Christopher Johnson, Melissa Gray, Christine Arrowsmith, John Felton, and Shelley Franklin. Executive producer is Ella McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Bedworth.